Well, children's author Graham Bass had his first book published in 1986. All these years later, Graham is still writing and illustrating children's books. And Graham joins us today to talk about his new book, The Tree, which I've had a look at. I mean, the words are fantastic. But
come on, you've been reading it all for the last two weeks and you're still getting to the end.
Yes. No, only because the pictures, the illustration is amazing. And Graham joins us now. Welcome to the show, Graham.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
It's such a shame you couldn't make it here this year. You are such a legend in the fact that every year when you bring a book out, you travel everywhere to publicise it, including Tassie. And a lot of people tend to leave Tassie off the map, but you never do. But, of course, COVID. And you are in the hot spot, Graham. We'll talk about your book in just a sec. But lockdown. Yeah. My God, how's it been? You've probably got another 10 books to come out now.
Well, to tell you the truth, I did keep busy and I did make one during COVID. It won't be out now at the moment. This one which is coming out now, of course, was all done pre-COVID. But, I kept busy. Thing is, I'm used to just sort of staying home and scribbling. So, and my wife, likewise, is an artist, so we're so used to each other's company. Yeah. So in some ways, it was, for me, you know, not such a big sort of shock, although certainly my own kids, you know, have been knocked about, by nobody knows had it, but, you know, they certainly, you know, lost a lot of work and so forth. So,
yes.
it's had its impact. But we just today, just saw just a minute ago that we've got another zero cases, zero deaths day. Four in a row now, so we've really smashed it. It's fantastic.
Well done. Yeah. Seriously, we're thinking of you guys there, that is for sure.
Now, I'm going through the book. I'm going through your book, The Tree, and other books as well. What do you do first? Do you write the story or do you illustrate the story?
See, it's almost always a visual inspiration, and I remember really clearly the inspiration for this one. It was a few years ago now. I was in England walking through Kew Gardens, and there was an exhibition on about trees, and there was this one image. It was a diagram, like a cross-section of a tree showing the branches and the roots and the ground level in the middle. And it was just, it made a sphere. It was a circle, like a whole big one, sort of, you know, semicircle of branches matched by exactly the same semicircle of root system. So, and then suddenly in my mind, that became a little planet with the equator was the ground level. So you had a northern hemisphere and a southern hemisphere. And I thought, yeah, okay, you can have characters, one who lives on the top and one who lives on the bottom, and they don't know each other is there until one day they discover each other, and, you know, then all hell breaks loose as they think, what are you doing in my tree? And that was a fairly serious, idea, message beneath this about, you know, sharing the planet.
Yes.
And I thought I'd better leaven it with a bit of humour, so I put the most unlikely characters. I put a cow in the tree.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful as ever. You're such a wonderful illustrator and storyteller as well. Of course, it all kicked off with Animalia many years ago. Graham, you are a superstar. Do you get people like Glenn does when you're walking along the street coming up going, oh, my God, you're Graham Bass, you know?
Not as much as, well, if they say that to Glenn, they've made a mistake.
True.
He's not Graham Bass, I am. Oh, I bet he gets it a lot more than I do. The thing is, you know, people actually know. Look, you might be the same, you know, great face for radio sort of thing.
Yes.
I've got a great face for a book illustrator because only people know the covers of the books, but they don't know me.
Yes.
So I can walk down the street with impunity or anyone else I feel like going with, and nobody knows it's me. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you know, by the way, Animalia is 35 years old next year.
Wow. That's almost, like a little bit older than me,
well,
I wish.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Well, I was a baby when I did it,
of course. Of course you were, Graham.
Yeah. My brother was born in 1986, and he's got two children himself who read your books, by the way. So, but he would have read your books back in 86. It's funny, isn't it? So you've got different generations that have been growing up reading and looking at your wonderful books.
Well, whenever I do a book signing these days, I used to be just one or two, but now the line is full of people who basically say, well, you signed a book for me when my mum brought me when I was in kinder, and now they're bringing their own kids, and pretty soon it's going to be grandma and granddad. It's really sort of, in one way, terrifying, but in another way, absolutely brilliant. I just can't believe my luck.
Yeah.
And I'm still doing it, still scribbling away, so it's been good.
And we hope you do too, and we hope you do make it back to Tassie next year. But thank you so much. We've got a couple of copies of The Tree to give away. And unfortunately, we can't get you to personally sign them, but if you like, I'll forge it. And
get Glenn too. He's obviously halfway there.
True.
True. Graham, seriously, so wonderful to talk to you once again. And I hope things continue getting better for everyone in Melbourne. And
You bet.
Hopefully we'll see you in the next year post-COVID where we can even give you a hug.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And, you know, I never miss Tassie.
Yes.
It is absolutely, you know, just the place where I love to go. And I'm not just saying it. It's absolutely true. For some reason, Lonnie, Devonport, down at Hobart when I can. It's a brilliant response there. And, it's a highlight for me.
Good on you, Graham.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And good luck with the book too.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.